A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 30th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I'm Marvelous Mflanga Nyahuye.
On Live Talk this evening, we are talking about fuel price increases as President Emmerson Mnangagwa prepares to present the State of the Nation Address.
And to join this discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And you can also reach us on the internet if you want to listen to our English, www.voazimbabwe.com. For Shona, www.voashona.com. And for Ndebele, www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the economic situation in Zimbabwe.
And as Zimbabwe today increased the fuel prices amid an economic crisis that is forcing many people to live from hand to mouth. The Zimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority increased the price of petroleum from $11.55 to $11.76. It also increased the price of diesel from $12.08 to $12.42.
Many people fear that fuel price increases will result in the instant price increases of basic goods that will make it more difficult for them to buy goods like bread and others. Fuel prices have been going up almost on a weekly basis in Zimbabwe due to the declining value of the local currency.
All this comes at a time when President Emmerson Mnangagwa is set to present the State of the Nation Address tomorrow. MDC members of Parliament of the MDC, led by Nelson Chamisa, gave Mnangagwa a torrid time in the last State of the Nation address. The party says Mnangagwa is not the legitimate president of Zimbabwe.
Namhlanje ku VOA Studio 7 Live Talk sixoxa ke ngokuthi ke umthelo wefuel usukhuphuliwe futhi nguhulumende weZimbabwe. Siyabona ukuthi ke iprice ye petrol ikhuphulwe kusukela ku $11.55 yaya ku $11.76. Kubese kusiba ke idizili isuka ku $12.08 yaya ku $12.42. Abantu abaningi bayesaba ukuthi njengoba khona kusokwenzakele sokuyaphinda njalo emhlolweni ukuthi ke amafutha ezimota amafutha lokunye okutshiyeneyo kunokokupheka ezindlini kukhuphuke njalo nje. So siyabona ukuthi abantu abaningi bathi bathwele nzima kwamanje ngokuthenga impahla etshiyeneyo. Sikhuluma nje kusasa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukhangelelwe ukuthi uyakwethula lokho kubizwa kuthiwa i-State of the Nation Address. Siyakhumbula eyanyaka enye ukhanya abazali babe mhloza sibili ekwenze khonokho njalo abanye ke abazange behambe ku-State of the Nation Address abe-MDC besithi phela umongameli lo bathi kayisuye wakhethwa ngemfanelo kweleZimbabwe. Ye, so sixoxele ngalokho sicela ukuthi nxa lisilandela-ke kukhasi lethu le-VOA Indebele lifake-ke khonapho-ke inombolo zenu ukuze silifonele. Njalo laku-VOA Shona kuzobuya le-VOA Studio 7 lifake-ke imlayezelo yenu njalo lifakele inombolo zenu salifonela khona manje. Siyabonga.
Aiwa, kunewo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzaiwo pano paFacebook page yedu yeVOA Shona. Nasi tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika munyika apo nasi taona mutengo wemafuta uchikwira. Taona mutengo wepeturu uchikwira, mutengo wedizeri uchikwira. Uyezve mangwana mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vari kutarisirwa ivo kunge vari kuita State of the Nation Address mangwana ekutarisa vachitaura kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei munyika. Tiri kunzwa zvakare kuti vadare veMDC inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa pari zvino vari kuti ivo pane zvavari kuda kuona kuti vangaita sei mangwana sezvo vasiri kufara nemafambiro ari kuita zvinhu munyika. Saka kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai, uyezve kune avo vachangobva kuona kuti ona ipo pano paFacebook page yedu yeVOA Shona tinokukwazisai. Kana muchida kuti titaure nemi pachirongwa nyorai nhamba dzenyu, makanyora zvakare macode numbers enyu kuitira kuti tikwanise kunge tichikurukura nemi. Tembi Maravanyika ari kuti kuti evening studio 7 munoda wafa muchanyo akuti maswera sezvenyu vana Sisimavi Courtney Mepi Courtney top fan yedu arikuti happy birthday Sisimavi mavakuva varirawo kusvika pamangani handizosviki pazana asi aiwa tinotenda mwari tinokutendai top fan yedu Austin Zapasi arikuti tichachova mabhasikoro gwendo guno hanzi nekukwira kuri kuita peturu nedizili gwendo guno tichachova mabhasikoro Johannes Kosa Masowe ari pano arikuti kwazisa Patricia Sibanda Burawa arikuti maswera seiko vakoma mavhi na mkoma wande havapo asi ndina mkoma Gibbs ipo pano saka
I think I'm happy that I'm looking like wande
I don't know yeah. Asi happy birthday vakoma aiwa tinokutenda Simeon Banda hanzi Mameru pa studio 7 munoda wafa muchanyo arikuti happy birthday sister marvelous wishing you many more years to come aiwa tinotenda Gibbs.
We've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Michael Ndiweni. He's an independent political and economic commentator. He's based in Bulawayo. Mr. Ndiweni, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gibbs.
Yes, so can you give us your take on the fuel increases today?
Yeah, there's a crisis. So right now, I'm at one of the pickup points. And these guys have increased, it says, $4, as I speak right now.
Mm-hmm.
So people are getting stranded. If you had prepared for a $2 trip, now you need to look for another $2. So it's really bad. I mean, it's really bad.
So now, looking at this situation as you are describing it right now, how difficult is all this when these fuel increases are going up every Monday?
I, like I said, it's difficult because I think it's not only the fuel, even size of basic commodities are skyrocketing every day. And what does that mean to a person? People will not eat. I'll just use the word like people are now eating like dogs. They have one meal. The dogs that we keep sometimes, we feed them once a day. I think we're now likened to dogs. I mean, very, very painful situation that people are going through right now.
Yeah,
And seemingly these prices are going up almost every week. Every week they are definitely secure. And people are being thrown to over almost every day.
Yeah,
it's really a very, very, very painful situation.
Yeah, ngasikhangela nje sindebele sibili ngasikhangela khonapho lapho khona baba ndiweni sizokuthwa kade umelo kade umtshova akusithethe umtshova buyimalini njalo khona ukuthi kukhuphuke intengo yamafutha ezimota kuaffecte kangalani khonapho.
Yeah, abantu abanye lapho ngathi abantu bebuya besibagada ama-$2 betshela ama-$4 ngenkathi esinzenzenishoveni ngapha bengimile nje ngizomkhathi omunye umuntu okade siya kwenye indawo afika wathi wafuna $4 nxa engafuni uyasale emile nxa engafuni usale emile abantu abasela choice kumele bathi imali bangezelele bagade kodwa kusho ukuthi abantu lokhu bejikelwa ebunzimeni usebesidla nzima ngoba angela ukuthi intengo ayikhweli kuphela kufile ikhwela lekudla okuthenga ezitolo so kunzima kakhulu kithi sebantwini xa sikhuluma nje kuyo.
Ye, siyakuza kakhulu-ke ngithemba ukuthi uMavela sengxa ufuna ukukhuluma lawe kodwa kufana
tiri kunzwa muri kutaura imi kuti pamuri ipapo matowana mitengo yemichovha ichikwira titsananguroiwo kuti zviri kufamba sei.
Which language can I call them?
Yeah, I think it's not comfortable with one.
Oh, okay, no, that's fine. So let me read some of the comments. Courtney Mepi, Courtney, Arusi, please, and if one rei, Kolomani Masaka, Arusi, Murisei, because it's my very watiri wadi. Fraser, Chicks, Nathan, Arusi, good evening, fellows all around the globe. I'm watching you live all the way from Johannesburg. Backup, Michael Wesa, Arusi, happy birthday, Tetevangu Mavi, I watinotenda. Ndirikuona anti Hilda Nkomo vari kutindifonerei vari kuti happy birthday my dear my number is nobva vaisa number zvese necode number yavo aiwa tichakufonerai kuti mupinde muchirongwa kunavo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tiri kutarisa isu nekukwira kuri kuramba kuchiita mitengo yepeturu nedhiziri vamwe vari kuchema chema pari zvino vachitoti kwavari kugara ikoko apo vaiedza kuti vachienda kumusha kana kudzimba kwavo nhasi vachibva kumadzi kubasa vabva vaonekwa yevo michovha yakwira kupera. Saka uyai pachirongwa tichione sana kuti muri kuona sei zviri kuitika izvi uyezve mangwana tiri kutarisira kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachange vari kutaura ivo mamiriro akaita zvino munyika. Saka pindai muchirongwa tione sane.
So now, Mr. Ndweni, tell us a bit about the state of the national dress. Does it have any impact in terms of Zimbabweans' lives? You know, like you as an individual, what will it mean tomorrow?
Yeah, the state of the national dress, for me, I am not expecting any surprises. Why I say so? Because I think we've been so good in rhetoric than with an action. So my thinking is that nothing new will be said, but there will be a lip service on corruption, lip service on reviving the health sector, lip service on dealing with the energy crisis. And even lip service on fuel and so. It will be promises after promise, but I think we take action. Because for me, really, it's almost a year after elections now. Actually, it's a year and a few months after elections. We should be seeing meaningful, concrete action from government. But the government, this government has been promising, and people are falling into poverty. Every day, people are thrown into poverty. So for me, really, I'm not expecting any surprises. From the sauna. So for me, it would be just the usual routine event that will come and pass.
No,
I think we could have done drastic. Action if we're serious about dealing with the economy. But I think as things stand right now, you see people are really suffering.
Yes. Okay. Hold on. I know that you wanted to be here for only 10 minutes. We'll take a caller and come back to you very shortly.
Okay.
Hello, Mkoma.
Makabisi zvimave.
Tiri wadi tukutaura nani uyezve muri kupi?
Namukoma patsoni Zimbabwe mashanana zvendela kubindura.
Kwakadi kubindura uko?
Bindura kuri nani namo namo chete.
Aiwa taurai tinzwe mukoma kwakamira sei panyaya iyo yekukwira kwe mafuta nezvimo.
Isusu kuno kufiwa either $13 papamba. Papamba pacha hapana patiri kuita 13 nyambenge iripo nguvadi iripo zvapera. Saka iri kutowanika mumakoronyera makonye machiri kuita $85 5 liters. Sakaona kuti zvinoda kutaurwa zvemutungamiri wenyika mangwana hazvishandi because hapana chaakaendera tikatosaka pakaikoko vakaadhiresa musina vanhu vaifanira kupa zvichemo vakabuda vasati vataura. Saka hatina zvichemo hatina tinyangakwanisa kutaura because nyaya nitongotaura ndekuti takafamba zvakanaka takatambirwa zvakanaka. Tozvaunofanira kutokwanisa kutaura iwo vachitinyepera tiri kuno zvedu tiri kutamba nhamo zvisiita mubvumira musha zvekuti zvanga zvaakudo kuti vana vezimbabwe tibatane chinodzihondoka inotoparadza vanozofarawo vanhu vanogarika saka isu takaramba takasingoti haiwa zvichanaka mwari haana paachasikuburuka achisikunomira apa achitidawa zvekununurai anototinunura mukunge isusu tabata.
Saka zvinhu zvakadai
tega tega tiziye panomira timbosiyana zvemapato nekuti zvemapato tounyatsozoti hazvichashanda muzimbabwe taangodiwa ndechotoisise musoro pamwe nokuti ndisi kufanidzara ivo vachingotaura zvavozvarikwachitaura teshe vaziva kuno kumusha uno tozvavafanire kumusha unoku hatina kubve taivhotera zvatei takatoshandiswa tinga mavhotesayanenge yakushedzira anga abva kupi zvakatonetsa matunhu esari kuno hatina kuivhotera tataneta naye nekunyeperwa.
Saka pari zvino
zvakawanda zviri paripoimwechitorera tinotorwadziwa zvekuti tarii pamunomboshedza vamwe vanetaura ara Joseph Chuma katafadzwa mugwada tinototiita hasha zvodia takasanga navo parodhika vachitimashiana vanhu vedu tinovakunza zveshuma nehasha dzatinazvo
kutombotarira zvinhu
muzvitorokuti idzo nyika dzekunze idzi hadzikwanisiwo here kugeswa mutongo inga dzimwe nyika tinonzwa chidziwana vapuwa mutongo vazotongwa neinternational criminal court inyaya dzekuabhisa vanhu but koye zimbabwe yakazonyanya kuti inyaura vachitisa zvakadii zvekuti vangabva vatoregerwa kudaro.
Kutombotarira kukwira kwezvinhu muzvitoro zvakamira sei pari zvino zvichiteera kukwira kwaita mafuta
bhare sipo uri kuita $20 kana ndisingakanganise mafuta ari pa$45 2 liters kana ndisingakanganise shuga iri kuita $27. Saka moona kuti unotengei unenge uchitsenzira mari kg yenyama yekuita $40 unenge unewana 4 kana 5 Mutinga nyama yemari. Apana cha unotenga mnyama itatu ngurara mane matemba ari kupima mukagaba keyo kugadika ntuka zviya. Ndiwo ari kari kupima kukai karuta $6. Saka upenyu hwacho ndinenge ndichitambira mari pazuva.
Kupane vamwe vari kutaura nyaya ye.
Amen,
ndinoda kuti ndinoda kudecide. Ehe, iko cash pari zvino iri kushanda here kwamuri iko kutambonzwa kwa papa nekutaura kwakawanda nasi.
Pam so pe ndo se ndo bado mashopu 40% ndo atenda chaka chega 40%
ai watch nokutenda yanzvadzi
eh saka mena ti vakura vakwachena vo beno geti zvizvona bada zvau kungoro kuti tingoita zvikuti kuti dzine nyika sau kungoti zvei kuti dzikunzi dzati batsira nekumboranga varuma vaziva kuti havatonge vege kuna umwe anotonga
ai watch nokutenda yanzvadzi muve nezuva rakanaka.
Uwa, nipari na nangu fari nyo mbichara pa masekonzi.
Ayu watu.
Anya yegu di zirango sawano, tichende na kwa tila yiki zirango. Suza, ya tonga kufidu kumusha ati nangu funda. Asi zirango sawano, tawo. Nisaka zitangete ni sanction inazo, nangu zizibabwe. Nima zitangete vano. Kuro ati muna ni sanction, aka misko basa nika hende bere. Nika namu gabu waka zingwa, naka sugu ina kwa sanction wani nye. Nangu ya gana baikirani. Kwa hiyo, wanu hakuna wangu ilona wafunda wakwaza kupinda wa masa ilo.
Aiwa, tinotenda nzwazi mavamati gaga gamuwe nezubaraka naka.
Notenda.
Gibbs, we're hearing there, yeah. Our caller is saying that he's very upset, he's in Bindura, but he says where he is actually petrol, yeah, he's going up to $13, and he says people have now resorted to just having like ration, you know, like matemba. I'm not sure what matemba is called. You know the little fish?
Yeah, it's matemba even.
Yeah, matemba. He's saying that people are buying in a little can, like a yogurt can. So he's saying he just feels like tomorrow the state of the nation, the president will just pay lip service, like what our guest was saying, because he says he doesn't see anything coming out of whatever it is that the president is planning to say tomorrow.
And he was saying that a 5 liter of fuel is $85, right?
On the, he says on the black market. Hmm. Yes. So, you know, very, yeah. I don't know how people are coping, Gibbs, you know.
It's tough, man.
Yeah.
So bid farewell to Mr. Michael Ndiweni. Mr. Michael Ndiweni, 30 seconds, can you say your last words, sir?
Thanks, Gibbs. My prayer is that a miracle could happen tomorrow. Maybe the president says something that, and then there's action the next hour. That's what I'm praying for. But from what we've seen, I'm not hopeful. But I just pray that something drastic happens tomorrow that we deal with, because that are faced by citizens of this country.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndiweni, and have a nice day. So okay. I think we've got Hilda Nkomo.
Yeah, regate tore. Auntie Hilda Nkomo, tunokuchingamizai. Hello. Auntie Hilda Nkomo.
Hello.
Ehe, taura yenyu tinzwe.
I'm so stressed up this month. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. It comes at a very stressful time for everybody at the moment.
It's so stressful. I'm here overseas in the UK. But my problem is, when we are facing the situation in Zimbabwe, it's so challenging. At the moment, the fuel is going up every day. Food, all basics are going up. How are the people surviving, yet they are underpaid? No one is getting $1,000 of those bond notes a month. And I don't know how they sacrifice, how they survive with families, no matter a family or no family. And after all, most of the people in Zimbabwe, they are renting. And I heard, you know, when people are just saying their things, the gossip, they come to make the truth. People are paying now, most of the lenders, they are asking for US dollars. And the government is saying they don't want US dollars in the country. And people are still struggling, you know. I don't blame anyone now, like the country has got 3/4 of the population killed. How are they going to survive? We can blame them, but you know, this country has pushed us, all the nations, to do things which are not necessary. And I heard that the president is going to have a speech tomorrow. If it was me, the only thing he was going to do is just to face the reality, just to say, I'm offering my resignation, because now it's really tough. I don't think he's playing anyway. From year 2017 up to today, he's still walking, traveling all over the world, but he's not bringing anything. The basket is being brought empty.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa, mashoko makukutu, anti uda mongoti gaga, ane shona mozo, tawara na Gibbs nesindevele.
All right. Linda, ni mkoma Gibbs.
Yes, ya pila wakulu ya mama. Akuchukutu wanubwana njano kwenza gala kuna wale Zimbabwe.
Lapa wenza gala Zimbabwe kusisushungu. Kia kakalisa, kuya kwa zikiti na sihapa kia serenza. Kia badala, okufanelee, okwenelee, okusebenzele. But ungakhangela thina esilembule eZimbabwe abazali, ama-extended families, abanye abantwana khona ngale, imali kibazuza ukudla during the month. Imali zakhona vele azikhulumeki ngoba konke okudliwayo nxa ufuna isinkwa kade sibathi $10, $11 somewhere. Ithukela yonke into, amafutha konke, inyama kathesi ma ufuna isitheko ikilo is about 28-29. Uyabule malini eyokuthi wanelesi ukuthi uenele ukuthi abantu badle, kumbe ube nabantu bemzini uzabazondela noma utho uthi angikwenziwe ngoba kunzima.
Yes, yakuzakhulungakhangela
esibhedlela kathesi ngibe ngikhangela kwenye i-documentary. Abantu bayakhala ezibhedlela bayafa, akula mali, imali ezibizwayo azifaniseki. Mina ubaba wami ngikhuluma nje okwami engikubonileyo not okokutshelwa, ngibe ngiseHarare hospital, ubaba wami egula. Every tablet, everything, ama-drips konke sibe sikuthenga ngemali. Baza kutshela ukuthi kabahambe kuscan, iscan ingathatha kuyathiwa badalani i-disk yakhona kumele iyeleyo somewhere not in the hospital. Ende kumele uyebhadala, kuzisa ubuhlungu shuwa.
Yes, yakuzwa ntombendala. Sibonge kakhulu ngoba kulabantu abaningi asengenile lapha kuhlelo. Ungatshelela kusasa mama. Bye bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you dear. So we've got Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya, an independent political commentator, and Mr. Joseph Chuma, a ZANU-PF member. We'll start with you, Mr. Joseph Chuma. We see that fuel prices have been going up every week. In 1 minute, what can you say about that, Mr. Chuma?
Good evening, Gibbs. How are you?
Thank you so much.
Yes, what we're not putting into perspective is the issue of our moving away from the US dollar to our local currency, the Zim dollar. So we are still under a play of realignment of the rate itself. Mm-hmm. As we know, it once ballooned to over 1:23, almost 1:25, and then because of the freezing of accounts, it came down to about 1:17, 1:15, and now this echo case thing, it might even go a bit further down. But what we need to realize is that when we say the fuel price has gone up, we're saying it's gone up to probably say $12 or $11 per liter, which is the Zim dollar component. And if we convert that into the US dollar, you discover that we're still below $1 US. So, really, figuratively speaking, it is really unfair to say that things have really, really gone up. Like, for example, if you say bread is $9, at the current rate now of 1:16, it means that bread is less than a dollar US, like real US dollar that you use in America or anywhere else. So if we look at it that way, and then we begin to see another way of reasoning things out of this, what we need to be speaking about is saying, why are we not yet aligning our earnings according to this rating that we actually have? If somebody, say, in a supermarket is earning $300, that was US dollars, why are they not then saying $300 multiplied by the current rate, which is 1:16, then you get the actual money that they're supposed to earn now in the Zimbabwe dollar context? And then that way, things will start making sense.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. Let's bring in Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. Baba Ngwenya, akumpendule khonapho ngamafitshane. Kulo omunye umuntu obambileyo khona ecingweni. Ye, qhubeka baba.
Ya, very bad. Ya, uyisiyazi phela ukuthi vele abantu bezanu phela bazadinga nje isizathu sokuba belokhu beyichafisa ziyathengisela nje ukuthi abakavumi ukuthi uhulumende wabo lo uyehluleka. Akulalizwe lingakhwela iphetho iviki laviki losifwela iphetho ukuthi uthibele kuyathengisela ukuthi kabakaqoqi kuhle ukubusa kwabehlula.
Ye, so ke sizokuthatha silo muntu ecingweni lapha ke kungabe kumbani.
Ayi what, nokuchingamiza yini nemufaro sitabetha Manyoni. Hello.
Hello Muritei.
Ayi what, reward it pay wofungwa dzenyu.
Ah, tongota ngachiti yesu birthday.
Ayi what, notenda.
Ah, chokoda. Ah, zvinhu zvakaoma kunyike kunoku, marwadzo chaiwo.
Chii chiri kuitika?
Pamutengo apa tizoti zvichagumira nekuti kozi zviramba zvichingokwira every day pezorona nhasi asi anozona iriko mangwana zve zvatochinja saka zvinhu zvacho zviri kurwadza zvekuti mari chechi haichatombokwani pamwe bet pamwe nzi tapuwa ma 70 million bond pamwe ndoti zvingatoite kozi mari atikupuwa ma 600 yazuda chechi yangokwana kutenga lofreji imwe nejoli zvatovharana.
Saka tukona nhasi tanzwa kuti mutengo wemafuta ekufambisa wakwira. Ko zvimwe zvakadai semichovha zviri kufamba sei? Tambotaura nevamwe kuBulawayo vachiti pavanga vava kudzokera kumba nhasi vatowanikwa ivo vachitadza kuti vatore muchovha nekuti wakwira.
Vanototiwafiwa vakakwira tokwira. Isu sikeduwo vanombotiwo ma $3 kana kupinda mutown kudzokawo nyangwa kunzi 4-5. Saka inoona sepandapinda mutown ndikatsvaga keshi ndakura hangu ne 4 pakudzoka ndopana ndi $5. Saka vanongoti tikuifambirana nezviri kuitika munyika nezvavo mafambisiro avanozviita.
Kana muchiti mamuri kutsvaga keshi inotsvagwa kupi keshi?
Anana mutano ndaka keshi kune vanopa vemaiko keshi vanhu vanoti makeshi auto yavanhu vanongangana ndanotsvaga kuti ndiwano keshi but kwese natendiratoni yese ndaishayiwa keshi chingonzi hatina hatina saka ndabandazopasira ndizongodzoka kozi vevova vekuti vanhu ndivanombopo keshi saka nae vanhu vachovesa mwachingoti hatina inenge iri muko keshi.
Aiwa mashoko makuru kuti tinokutendai antii kunge manga muinesu. Tukunzotina Donald Mamboma. Mkoma Donald, pinda itinsu.
Asura se happy birthday didi dema zina.
Aiwa, hati notu enda. Taura itinsu.
Nda umoza, angu chidze wa jango basi, zwa jango pamu kuchara chabi. Nika hindi ya kangu oma mpu vise dema zina. Nisu iti nisuja naka sili ikara utivi ini. Mchaura inava na notere inava na wane kushisa zichane basa resi mbizu nune zama watunga miri wedi ne watunga wane watitonga wadimbezi.
Saka munoona mtunga miri wenyika vachizota urachii mangwana. Tunoona vane state of the nation.
Andipo ni pasona ya wacha adrese mangwana nipo ni pane chuchasi chata uka. Nuzi za tangu garati ngo wane za tangu garati chisiza. Nuhuri sheodi wapaka ku implementa maiki. Kito mbuza pashita ura problem se solution. Handa kutipa implement zvacho zvanonga chitaura ndizvafanga kuti vaza kuti kuramba chitaura ndizvaku crashingo takwese. Kuti chakirika mabasa chakirika vachiyako dazvada atina chatinoona pa ground dava kiriti kuti uzi. Asi kuudzwa kuti chakirika mabasa ngaakiriti mabasa tizozoona kuti mabasa apo but havana havana kana clue.
Aiwa
kana ndo vakakireta maproblems aya saka tifungi tingambo ne basiri haringambowana kuvanhu ivava hapana kana basiri kungotambisa nguva iya zvounevio kutiiraoizvevedzinaaiazingazvita.
Aiwa tinokutenda
ichaizvoapana chinobuda tetema.
Ehe, tinokutendai mukoma muve nezuva rakanaka. So Gibbs, we're hearing there from Tabitha and Donald, who are also echoing the same sentiments that they don't see anything coming out of SONA tomorrow. And Tabitha is actually saying she tried to use the EcoCash cash out system, but she could not get any money. And from what we're seeing, I saw something online where they were saying something like, there's been a ban, but I cannot substantiate that. We will look further into it and then come back and inform our viewers and our listening.
Yes, this is Otake Slow Monte Kuen Lapa. But before I take that caller, there is a story on Zim, on ZPC Online, and it's written in part. ZANU-PF Secretary for Administration, Comrade Opet Mpofu, says the party is considering converting the Blue Roof residence to a museum or monument for the benefit of the party. So this means that maybe ZANU-PF Marvelous is moving towards getting its property from the Mugabe family. So we are not quite sure. Maybe we are going to update the story as it unfolds.
The story seems to be very fluid, Gibbs, yes. Because the Minister of Information have also tweeted out something. But take your guess while we are pulling out.
So we have
are saying something different. So there are two different views. But we'll come back to you. You can take your guess.
So now, Sibuyele Kubaba uRejoice Mngwenya. Kumbe ngisana kayo uRejoice Mngwenya. Baba Joseph Chuma uzwile lapha abantu bakhuluma. Abaningi bathi even State of the Nation address iyayenziwa kusasa, yokuchitha isikhathi nje siyakwazi ukuthi lesikhathi esilutshwane ulathi khonapha. Sicela uphose lakho khonapha.
Well, State of the Nation address izaba khona kusasa. So into ephathekile ukuthi kona abantu basilaleleni isizwe wena umongameli uyabe esiphatheleni. Kulokuzeni into yethu leyo ukuthi na into even ingayenzakali sesihle sisola into embi kakhulu. Lohlazo esintini sethu akwazi kube khona angathi uthatha ngathi lokho asiyekeleni into ibuye even labesingizi zami bathi cross the bridge when we get there and manje thina sesigijimela ukuthi sehle silokuza singabezwa lokuthi utheni and uthi uza kuthini asimeleleni akhulume angakhuluma ke hawu sesingafaka iprogram lesikhulu ukuthi hawu limzile uthe hayi lokhu kuyabambeka hayi lokhu akubambeki then sesingakhuluma into ezaba nomkanjo ezenza kube lesi sindi sizokwazi ukuthi sivela ngaphi siya ngaphi.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke sizathi sikukhulule khona manje ngoba ucelile ukuthi ube khona apha for umzuzu emlutshwane. Sibongele kakhulu ungathola kusasa baba.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Thank you very much.
Maybe just update. There is a tweet by the Minister of Information that came in 57 minutes ago. It says both ZANU-PF and the government are led by one principal, president, and then they say that E.D. Mnangagwa, his position regarding properties which are due to be transferred to the family of the late comrade R.G. Mugabe is that he will honor the commitments he made. These properties will be transferred as planned. So it's a developing story. I think it's like the burial.
Yeah.
So we'll
now
keep you posted.
Mugabe is still alive. So let's have Ubaba say Cingwane, says Utumbani. Mbani, you call a colour of Cingwane, Kunjani?
Yebo, Nkomo.
Yebo, Nkomo, Linjani.
Hayi, ngiyaphila, ngise Botswana.
Yebo, Mbani, Nkomo.
Coming to Nkomo.
Coming to Nkosiyele ukuthi wena ukubona njani konoku ukuthi intengo yamafuta ezimoto ihlala ikhuphuka nje mahlana uzokuthiwa ngomvulo kunje kunje njalo le State of the Nation address 1 minute akugoqele khona kuzizwe.
Ye, ngiyalizwa baba, lokhu ukukhuphuka kwentengo ezeZimbabwe ezamafuta into ebuhlungu kakhulu uyakwazi mnumzana ngobana okunye singamsola, uyabona singamsola the late president kokunye esingeke sikhulume ngakho kathesi but okusolwa ngabantu ukuthi ano wayengasilo qhawe but xa sesifika kuzona lezi izinto ezifana lazona lezi no umongameli uMugabe wayekwanisa ukuzicontrola lezi zinto but okwakathesi lokhu asisakwazi ukuthi uhamba njani sesizicabangela ukuthi kumbeni ukukhwela kwezinto okwenzakala izinto lezi zabofiweli kwenziwa yikuthi maybe mhlazana bakhona bakahulumende abadla ngakho kumbeni belabo belawo ama-filling station yikho sesikucabangela ngoba they don't control abacontroli abalandaba bayazijulela nje izinto zikhwele namhla zikhwele kusasa.
So pho kwenziweni kula the State of the Nation address ubona nuye wethula nomongameli kula
lokho siyinhlala yenza vele kulanto angayitho nje ngokukhwela kwezinto into azayikhuluma nje vele ngikukhuluma khonoko ukuthi uvela cela nje ukuthi ama-sanctions akhitshwe watso esikhambela lamanga watso so hayi vele kakulakho anto esingayikhangelela enhle njengakhulunywa nguye amboni maybe kungaba khona uyabe sokutshintshile singaseyiyo ZANU-PF esiyaziyo kodwa nxa iZANU-PF esiyaziyo kakula nto azayi-addressa nje etshengisa ukubana ingangenele ukuqhuphukeni kwezinto.
Hayi ke kuyazwakala, sibonge kakhulu Nkomo, ungathina kusasa baba. Yeah, so Mr. Nkomo is saying that, you know, so there may be some government affiliates or some people who are linked to the government that are benefiting from this economic chaos. So he says it will continue until things get out of hand. So he says this is very bad, you know.
Yes, let's take a caller. Hello, Mkoma Courtney.
Yes, Tete Nabragibs, Masira Sey.
Sapira Poet, Mujadi.
Our independent was in Janinat.
How's that? Taure, Newtinsk.
Yes. I've been doing Mangwana by the president. Mangu Taras was to be Mazia, Puja, Mazarem, Mazarem, Mazarem. Who was here in DC to attend DC? Who was here? Which I'm Mangwan. So,
I was going to go to the house.
Yes, as now we are in the land, even if we need to play here, I would be judged because from Chester and Tongan and Bachelor, a fast answer of Saturday.
I want my Shoko Makuku to enjoy the movie names of Rakanak. Thank you so much. We're hearing there from a caller who says he feels that tomorrow. Instead of the address, the president should just say, I've failed. I give up.
Let's bring in an economic expert.
You know, give up the power to the opposition, he says. But there's Simeon Banda, who had asked me to say hello. He says, we have a big fan on radio called Baba B. Ndevulani. Sakanzi Baba B. Ndevulani. Kana makateerera ndanzi ndikumhoresei na Simeon Banda. I hope kuti muri right kwa muri koko.
Yes. Let's bring in Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, I think we are hearing people saying a lot of things here, and you're an expert in these economic things, issues. So, looking at where the country is heading to, you know, are you happy that one day things will come right, the president is addressing the nation tomorrow? You know, give us your take on this.
Well, look, I listening to the colleagues and citizens, I want to call it the state of distress address, Sona, because this is supposed to be a speech of carnival proportion. The speech does bring hope and excitement and energy to the industry, and but it always comes with bad tidings. So we really so distressful just thinking about it. So my humble opinion, guys, is that our president does not know the state of the nation. We don't know the inflation figures. We don't know the state of the foreign reserves in the Reserve Bank. We don't know the level of unemployment. We don't know how many companies are closing. We don't even know how many citizens are outside the country. So. What state does who told him that information? Where does he get it from? So we are like just a space shuttle that is rushing to the space, and we are heading towards the black hole. And unfortunately, the citizens are right. This president tomorrow should simply say, look, I want to thank you very much for supporting me, but I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm going to give up. But of course, we know that is not possible. So it is important for the president to be honest and say things as they are, that things are not in a good state. Zimbabweans should now prepare themselves for bad things to come. I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel.
How honest is a politician? Can he come up clean on the statistics in terms of, you know, the inflation rate and all those kind of things?
Look, this is why the taxpayers are paying Zimstats. They are paying, the Reserve Bank Governor. They are paying the Minister of Finance. These people are paid to say the facts as they are. Because even if you conceal the facts, there are so many sources. The IMF, Staff Monitoring Program, the World Bank, the Zincourt, there are hundreds of civil society organizations, think tanks. Even Steve Anke, at the university in Washington. The people know the facts. So if you are hiding the facts, you are concealing the facts, and they are the president, you are simply bringing your own name into disrepute, and nobody's going to trust you. So it's unfortunate that he's not going to say the fact, like the gentleman says, don't tell us that you are going to create jobs, you are going to sign more mega deals. Tell us how these deals have added quality of life to the Zimbabweans. Tell us how many jobs are being created. So I'm afraid that in our president is not going to be having the fact, and he's going to be telling more and more lies.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line. I think we've got a caller. Marvelous.
Hello, caller.
Yeah, I'm told to talk to Baba George. Hey, Baba George, what's your name, Baba?
Ngoba ngathi ngakhangela kaphezulu ngizibuza ukuthi njengoba yabona umkhono wekhaya uyile ambona ukuthi uzokwanisa ukulungisa ngombono wami nje nga ngubona.
Mhm. Kula le State of the Nation address kusasa Baba Mzizi. Yazi State of the Nation address isikhathe sikade kule kakhulu ukuthi umongameli tshele ilizwe ukuthi kambe kume njani. Kona phela bese thula lokulalelwa ngabantu kwamanye amazwe. Uza kwethulana na ngombono wakho.
Hey, mina ngombono wami ukuthi lana indoda ovule amazwi engamlalela nje amboni ukuthi kulento engayithula nje ongalalelwa ngabanye abantu nje ngendlela abantu abayazi ngayo ilizwe lethu ukuthi le lime njani alilani into engibona ekuhamba kahle nje.
So
akhona into ongayitshela abanye amazwi nje abangamlalela yona umuntu kaso.
So uthi State of the Nation address vela incedile uthi uvini lekhaya awusoze kuncede lutho lokho.
Hayi, ngombono wami vela amboni ukuthi ungancedani ngalapha.
Pho kumele kwenziweni Baba Mzizi, kumele kwenziweni, phela ilizwe ngelakho phela.
Ilizwe lelangelethu lelana, uyazi ukuthi ngombono wami nje.
Mhm.
Ngaliyana iphathi khona kuleyana esikho, ngephathi le khona kuleyana.
Mhm.
Ambona ukuthi kulelizwe nje noma bahamba bengabe emtangweni kanje, wathi ezadelekele emelika khona.
Mhm.
Ambona ukuthi kulo mtangano nje abangawekhuluma into ephinde iziwe ngabanye abantu nje, kusabuse leyana iphathi ekhona leya.
Mhm.
Ngena le khona iphathi la. Ngaphandle singaze sithi singingcenye kungaba ngcono nje. Ngathi iphathi kungenye iphathi nje engakhuluma noma ukuthi emdlameni nje inqini ngakhuluma khona ngazwakala ilizwi labo lengazwakala not lezi kisho kasi sibe.
Mhm. So wena
ngibona ukuthi khona ngayilalela le iphathi ke.
So wena kungathiwa lungisa elizwe leZimbabwe Baba Mzizi uyayenzani ngakho?
Yebo baba.
Ungenzani ngakho?
Ubona mina ungathiwa lungisa elizwe leliyana. Yeah, ngikwenye ngimele ngikuphathi leyana ekhona lethe ekhaya ngikwenye nje iphathi nje.
Mhm.
Eh ngaphuma ngephandle kwamazwe nje ngiyecela uncedo ngiyibiza nje ama investors ukuthi bebuye ekhaya bezolungisa nje kathi ngizobiza umuntu ama investors kungale iphathi ekhona le kunzima ho bantu kwazi kathi singawa ngabe invest kwi outside the country ngoba ukuthi yona ihulumeni ibona ifuna 53% yona invest isiphuma land 47% yabona into zakho la ngeke zibalance.
Mhm. Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mfowethu ungadinga lokusasa eh.
Ngiyabonga
kakhulu. So he says the only solution to Zimbabwe is to get rid of the ruling party.
Mm-hmm.
Says you can do anything in life, but if ZANU-PF is still there, you're wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody will listen to them. They'll do what they want, and then the country will go down.
Yes, let's take a look at what people are saying. Panopa Facebook page, Yeduye VOA, Shona Pane Sibangani, Ntlovaruti, True Caller, Ronald Bamo, Arkuti, Anzi, President ED, wakundikana kutonga nyika itopfenye du Hilda Mkoman. Zimbabwe is not going anywhere with this government because the only solution is to give the resignation, that's all. Mkoma Simeon Nebanda ndo wangabari kukumbira rele kutiti Moresa Shamari yavo. Tapatawa Moresa, wabati we big fan ye Studio 7 tawa Moresa. Ronald Bamu. Anzi, ai washuri kuitwa nehurume ndazvina kumira zvakanaka pochi kozho, anzi pakaipa varume nyika iyi yave kutyisa, ukataura unofa, ukanyarara unofa, ukachema unofa, so he's saying he really doesn't know what to do. If you speak up, something is going to happen to you. If you don't speak up, something is going to happen to
and
you.
So
he's literally saying, you know, this is what's going on.
He says, you better shut up, right?
Yeah.
I think we've got a caller.
Hello, caller. Hello?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So I'm told we have got to rejoice in Gwenya. So, Baba Gwenya,
Gwenya, munoona pane chinobuda here. Pane zvichataurwa navamunangagwa mangwana tichinzwa zviri kutaurwa nevari kufona vari kutaura mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika.
Chiripo ndechekuti hakutaura hakunepi munhu wese anogona kutaura anditi vakuru vakati muroma wezarigwe negwivhi. Asi chiripo ndechekuti pakuna chokwadi nekuti ukanyatsotarisa hurumende yacho havana zvavanoziva ukabvunza kuti vanhu vasina mabasa vangani havazivi ukabvunza kuti mitengo yemari inflation havazivi kumari chaiyo maus dollar maforeign reserve ari mureserve bank mari havazivi mari iri kusecureta havazivi maindastry akavharwa havazivi saka ivo zvavanenge vachitaura munangagwa zvavanenge vataurwa navari kudyiwa nani saka kungotaura chokwadi vanhu vana vezimbabwe tatarisana nedambudziko kana kuti ndatadza basa ndomusiya kana kuti takutongoshinga takungorarama tangomirira kuti kuda mwari angatibatsira asi sekufema une rangu handifungi kuti vachataura chinhu chinovaka nokuti havata hapana zvavanoziva.
Aiwa mashoko makukutu. Gibbs.
Yeah, so Mr. Ngwenya, what's the solution to all this? There's one caller who said remove ZANU-PF.
No, look, I hear people talking about ZANU-PF resigning, and it's not going to happen. I mean, these guys have no conscience. They are going to keep on, regurgitating the same old lies they've been telling us, creating false stories, a facade of hope. So the Zimbabwean citizens, we now have to be prepared to do things for ourselves. If you're expecting Zesa in your house, you're not going to get it. Just go solar. If you're going to expect water, it's not going to come. Just go for a boil. If you're going to, this is now the time to survive on your own. And I think we have lost faith in government, and we can no longer trust them. So anything they're going to say is going to be lie. It's time for own survival.
Yes, I was a colleague of our Jason Gwenya. So we'll be getting to work esikubona kuphuma khona manje singathi kuphuma ku Twitter ku Minister of Information ukuthi ke bakhiphe umbiko okuthi ibandla leZANU-PF lohulumende balomuntu oyedwa onguyokhokhelilizwe ngakho ke nxa bebona ngokwenzakala ngama properties eZANU-PF bathi ke bawudungisa kunoko ukuthi ile iBlue Roof yangaphansi kwaMongameli uMoyi uRobert Mugabe iyahanjiswa ke emulini yakhe. So ke lokhu kulandela ke okwethulwe iZBC online ebike ukuthi hayi ke iBlue Roof kukhanya ngazani ke izathathwa yenziwe imuseum ngingakuphambanisi lokuphelele mausoleum anekhumbula imausoleum ekhona ngale nesaeka so kuhambelani lokhu so lapho bathi bakwenza kube imuseum kodwa ngapha ke information ministry to hatch lapha ke there's only one center of power.
We haven't heard that word in a very long time.
So here is it. So it came out in a certain way.
Yes.
One principle, one president. Mr. Ngwenya, if ever one government is doing such kind of a thing, what's the impact of this economically on the lives of people, the economy itself, and everything, you know?
Well, look, I mean, this one set of power thing, you know, if there was one set of power, how is it that the proper set of power which was meant to bury Mugabe as Heroes Eka finally succumbed to the other centers of power? So it just simply shows you that we are being run by a government that is full of people that are contradictory, they are confused. There is no shared vision within ZANU-PF. And this is why the country is in what it is. This is why this is the only country in the world where fuel prices increase every Monday, like the London Stock Exchange. So this is the only country where citizens do not know which currency. We don't know whether it is the RTGS or bonds. I mean, this country is supposed to be closed, to be shut down, and people reconfigure and reset. So we are in a state of what we are because we are being run by a government that is totally confused, and it's very unfair to the citizens of Zimbabwe.
Yeah, so akuchaya ngesinto sibili wonobona njani khona ukuthi abanye bathi iBlue Roof ikumele ukuthi ithathwe libandla lenza lokufunayo lokhu kubikwa ke iZBC online ekhotha ke umnumzana Obed Mpofu kuzobuya ke iMinister of Information ikhuluma okwayo isiyale. So ke kono kungakangela kutshoni
kukhona ungazunandelela ukuthi nxa uMr. Mugabe esewaphumelela ukuthi athathe umkakhe ayemfihla ayemgcina ekhaya kutsho ukuthi sezivele sephoxala lo hulumende akwethuthi ngobavele bathi bona izwi lana lakusukamgabe ngiyezana uPF. So njengokubona kwami mina vele yikho okuzakwenzakala bazabaxosha khona lezi abatshele izizathu eziningi. Ye nxa indlu yezanu pef kayisetshenziswa kwizanu pef kodwa kuyasijayisela nje mfowethu ukuthi uhulumende wethu lo hhayi bayabhayiza abalungisanga izinto zabo kuhle yikho ilizwe lethu lingakhanya ngathi lokhu lihambe emadakeni sibuswa ngabantu abavele bephambana ingqondo.
Aiwa Gibbs, kutora kwa tatu kuita pane na urwa za tatu kubwa kuona padande mtande parizu nupanyaya ye imba yeva imbo wa mtunga miru wenyika wa Robert Mugabe kwa vai garane mzimai wa woku Blue Roof. Taona ZBC News Online ishitaura iyo mazgue kutizano PF Secretary for Administration aba Obet Mpofu var kuti iwo part ye zano PF iri kufunga iyo kuti imba iye Blue Roof itwe museum kana monument in charge of batsira part. Tikaona Minister of Information ichiunzo zvinyorwa zvayo 1 hour ago ichiti both Zanu PF and the government are led by one principal president, one center of power yadzoka zvakare. Hanzi vamunangagwa vachaenderera mberi vachiita zvido zvemhuri yekwaMugabe vachaenderera mberi vachitransfer zviri kuitika izvi. Saka Minister of Information yabva yauya ichitaurawo kuti iyo President Mnangagwa vachaenderera mberi nekuita matransfers apa. Saka tiri kuona pari kutatsura napa Gibbs. There seems to be some kind of power play.
Another G40, eh?
I don't know.
I think we've got Mr. Dingumuzi Budi. He's a member of parliament. He comes from Plumtree. Welcome to the program, Mr. Budi. Basekulu, can you hear me? Mr. Dingumuzi Budi, can you hear me?
There's a call that's
dropped. Wote sitate ke uye ukai kumbo. Ye ukai kumbo kunjani? Halo kumbo, how are you?
Ngiyaphila mkozi yami kunjani kuwe?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu. Ufuna ukuma ngesiNdebele ngesishwara kombisikiwa?
Hayi, ngilaye khona mangisezweni labantu ngikhuluma inhlabani.
Mara khuluma ngesiZulu.
Ya. No, yazi ukuthi ngifuna ukuthini mfowethu? Ngibuka umhlaba esiphila kuwo wonke nje kungabukwanga iZimbabwe kuphela. Ubani oona ezomnotho vele? Ngoba ithi into kinomqondo emqondweni wami iAmerika ungayakhona ibuswa nguDonald Trump amanye umhlangano nawo shona le. Kanti kwenziwa yini ukuthi yena angabi nazo iy'nkinga uDonald Trump? Kodwa manje ukuthi umhlaba ukona ngabawuphethe kulelo khona abakulo angiboni ukuba iqiniso eZimbabwe ukuthi into zilunge ngokwekonomi ngoba after that nakhona some problems will come in and there's no solution to planet Earth. Ngibuka ukuthi akukhulunywa nje iqiniso veyizanu kumbe ngu-MDC kumbe ngumtampara kumbe ubani abayokhothamela lo onumnotho kuphela avumele umhlangano ungene ezweni kubeke nje impilo kuhlangana kusiya phambili ngoba ngifuna ukutshela mfowethu ngine South Africa mina where the economy is far much better than Zimbabwe as we all know. Right?
Yeah.
Kuney'nkinga zakhona la ezinzima kabi ezingasuka umphansi. Ngibuza ukuthi mabe kuthi kuyiqiniso ukuthi eZimbabwe izani ifele ukuthi ishaya abantu kanti labo bulala be-KZN bedubula nabe-ANC waye kungavala umnotho wabo. Nala South Africa kuney'nkinga eziningi kune-state of inquiry lapha esola uzuma la ekhona nayo iveze ezindaba ezinzima zabo ukuthi ma zingavele eZimbabwe. I want to believe opposition parties will then clap hands and say this is what we've been telling you. But the solution is never with the politics. Those politicians abayenzi bayokhothamela usathane afane imali abantu badule bonke
usathane ngophi usathane wangola lo
usathane uphethe imali uphela uba hey awubuza amakholo lapho uthi azele ebhayibhili afika afunde uMateyu usathane uthi kujesu zwana wena bawufuna ngukho umhlaba lo ngokugcwala kwawo uyabona lo mhlaba ugcwele kanjani kusho usathane uthi usathane bawufuna nje ngukuphe ngikhothamela ungakhothamela ngizakuphi ujesu wama ukhothamela usathane wahlala umntaka kankulunkulu wazwayo nahlele logo elilodwa nje qha. So eze mapo ndiye made funu mkono muduni futi nakona mekulunge that is present I know for a fact but ukuza kwenza kube ngono ngokona mkono mfuna ukustressa leyo point abakhothabela usathani abusa abantu afaka usathani kube nengozi lalobo bubo bona kuphela la eSouth Africa abekhuluma mawungakwenza i-interview nabantwana abase-varsity abamasters eSouth Africa lapha nama college la
yes yakuzwa
you'll understand the corruption and the confusion the satanism that runs those institutions
hayi sesikuzwile baba hayi sikuzwile sibizwa
manje ukuthi nje sivivanele ngithi there is no solution that will come from man. Solution to planet Earth is when sin is done away with. That one is the only solution. Only child number time. That is a solution.
I have a solution. Hello, Baba Puti, uyangizwa? Baba Puti, uyangizwa kumbe ungizwa? Yeah, his line is really bad. So,
kwazisa vari pano tina Godfrey Chirochierwa ari kuti please call me by his number za Pochi Kojo vari pano vari kunyoro vari pano Simeon Banda Andrew Beverly Godfrey Chirochierwa atinyora zvakare. Tinotenda vese vari pa live feed yedu pari zvino uyezve kune avo gogo vanata. Vari kuti anzi ED akataura mangwana mark my words vanhu vanovhunduka ka saka ndokutaura kuri kuita gogo vanata kuti vanhu vachavhunduka mangwana pachataura vamunangagwa asi tinotenda vese vari pa live feed yedu pari zvino uyezve vangwenya kana muchiripo panare
ndiripo
tombotarisa zvatiri kuona zviri kuitika izvi panyaya yekuti ZBC inoburitsa zvimwe Ministry of Information inoburitsa zvimwe chii chiri kumboitika apa
tika so zvinongoratidza kuti vanhu vachawana kurongeka tongorangira kamba mazuva ainzi vamugabe vachavigwa kunational hero seka vamwe voti aiwa vanoenda kumusha vamwe voti hamene vanoenda kupi zvinongoratidza kuti pava nekupokana nekusanzwisisana pakati pevanhu vanotonga hatikanakana imba yechinhu ndeyezano hazvichamisi kuti vampofu vari kutoita vacho vari kuti aiwa haimba iyo yatakutoitora nekuti vazvibviwa kanditi vangaira kuti center of power yacho yanga ichiti vamugabe ngaaende kuhero seka vari kuvakirwa museum zvaramba saka hanzi matizvidza matituka saka ndotoona fanika zvirikutaurwa navampofu ichokwadi nekuti vagumbuka nokuti mai mugabe vateedzera zvavanoda havana kuteedzera center of power yavamunaga wezanpiofu
bata henyu makadaro mukoma Godfrey makadii
nofara here sisi
mongoti gaga nguva yedu yadyiranana ndimi kola wedu wekupedzisira
ok hai ndongoona zvangu sekuti zvakuitwa izvi nehurumende yedu zvato zvekudzvanyiriri zvekuti vaakutora zvimwe zvinhu zvavakutora kuti hanzi zvinofanira kuita zvehurumende handi ai personal property here
aiwa ichokwadi menu kana muine zvekutaura zvakare pamusoro pekukwira kwemafuta tibva tapedzisa
ya ini handiko zvangu kuzimbabwe zvangu ndirikungonzwa zvangu kuti mafuta akwira nhasi asi zvacho zviri kuangira kuoma manjizi
aiwa tinobonga mashuma mukoma muve nezuva rakanaka
Yeah, bye-bye.
Gibbs, our caller there was just commenting on the last information we shared from ZBC and from the Ministry of Information. So he was saying, but what they're trying to do is not right because that property should be belonging to the Mugabes. And then he's just saying, yeah, the situation of the, you know, hiking fuel prices disturbs him, even if he's not in the country.
Yes. And sorry, we're out of time. We have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, independent political and economic commentator Michael Ndiweni, former Member of Parliament Joseph Chuma, and independent economic commentator Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. We thanks also to our listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Join us again tomorrow. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye, Zimbabwe.
Aiwa tinotenda vese vari palife yedu parizvino Boaz Jayaguru arti vanhu vari kushupika tete. Thank you very much. Totenda vese vari kulive stream nesu moziva zvekuita zvinyai pakanzi share. Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri muno muWashington.